If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Ooh, sometimes I get a feeling.
Time for the vibe check. We're getting a check up from the neck up. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
in.
Are you good, bro?
So good.
585-252-9800. Our friends are here. It is Thursday, 81 for the high today. The sun is shining. Let's get after it, shall we?
We shall. Oh, my goodness. Who is here to share their vibes? Well, we have a couple people weighing in. We have our girl, Brittany. Brittany says, good morning, guys. Vibes are high. It's my Friday today, and I'm so excited. Aww. Pop off.
That's wonderful, Brittany. Thank you.
Let's see here. Good morning. Good vibes is that I finally got my hair done yesterday, and I'm loving it. That's from Morgan. Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are all the way up today since we found a brand new veggie burger that we both like, which is rare.
I thought they were going to say because we both found a mansion we wanted to move into.
No, literally.
It was payday yesterday.
Yeah, paid yesterday. We're crushing it. Love you guys. Have a wonderful day. We love you too.
Thanks for checking in. Where's our girl Nicole from yesterday? How's her dog doing?
Oh, yeah. We didn't get an update, unfortunately. Right.
Nicole, hit us back. Let us know what's going on. Did you turn your dog into a taxidermy? Hopefully
like,
not.
He's at a better place at Lollipop Farm. Honestly, I think they do such a great job over there.
They're the best. We're lucky to have them.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Vibes?
Well, I will say this. I know we brought this up on the show yesterday. The whole rent a dog for a couple hours for a day. Just to kind of get a feel. You can go there. You know, you give them your driver's license. And they'll give you a dog. And you go and hang out with it for a day. It's kind of like Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Right. Canine edition.
Yeah, I was like, that's very interesting because it really gives you a feel if you are struggling to commit to getting a pet like myself,
right?
Which I don't think it's going to happen. I think you still get the best of both worlds. You get your fix, and then you'd be able to give it back. It's kind of like being an uncle. Do
right.
I want kids of my own? Do I enjoy giving them back at the end of the day? Yeah, I do. The vibes are up.
Good.
Yeah, I had a whole bottle of wine last night.
Oh, my gosh. He's like, I can't commit to much, but I can commit to finishing that bottle of wine.
Yeah, you know, if you don't start something, you're not going to finish, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I had a chill night, and I had a very productive day yesterday, so I'm feeling good about that.
Good.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Great. I went to Roseland Water Park yesterday with my best friend, her husband, their daughter, couple other kiddos. It was so fun. I just felt so nostalgic.
It's a good day for
being
it too.
There, we were there for a couple hours. We did all the things. If you haven't gone down to Roseland Water Park, it's the best place to spend your summer because you can cool off while having fun. You're not just like sitting in a pool. You're just doing all of the things. They have the wake park. They have water slides. They have a wave pool. Like it's intense. So loved it yesterday. Had a blast. And yeah, that's what has me in my good vibes.
I love it.
And I'm going to Marge's tonight.
Oh, you are?
I am.
I was there last Saturday night, and the vibes were sky high. Get there a little early. Gets busy. I got to go ahead and tell you guys that 98PXY really wants you to know that the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester is officially back. They are hiring. So they're looking for paid actors, narrators, even non-scary jobs if you're interested in that. But if you love to terrify people and get paid to do it, you can join the Boo Crew. Whee! You can apply right now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com. Used to be a narrator on one of those wagons. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I thought I did a pretty good job.
You're crushing it.
It's like a long time ago. But man, what a fun, fun October that was.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, big news, you guys. This retailer announced Tuesday it plans to open one of the biggest stores in upstate New York you have ever seen. Where, who, what, when? I'll tell you all that coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Big news. Big news. Guess who's coming to upstate New York, Breezy?
I can't wait. I already know. I'll let you have the flowers for this one.
IKEA.
It's insane.
The Swedish home goods retailer announced Tuesday plans to open a 70,000 square foot store this fall at the Destiny USA in Syracuse, the largest mall in New York State. So the CEO and chief sustainability officer of IKEA US says, "We're thrilled to offer Syracuse metro area residents more ways to shop and experience IKEA because the opening of IKEA Syracuse highlights our commitment to bringing IKEA closer to the many people and making it easier and more affordable to just access our home furnishing products and solutions."
Yeah.
And it's a big announcement, which comes right after some major tenants have left Destiny Mall. Talking about Lord & Taylor, JCPenney, Best Buy.
So is it? Do you know for certain if it's going to be like in the mall, or are they building a whole new structure like across from the mall?
Well, you're talking 70,000 square feet.
I know.
Do they have that space in the mall, like just hanging out?
I don't know. Haven't been there in years. I mean, obviously I went to college in Syracuse, but
right.
They built that whole new section. If they can't keep people in there, I don't know. But what I do know is that across the way, there is a hotel that it is attached by like a bridge that you can walk over. It's like enclosed, obviously, but it goes right to the mall. And there's a bunch of space over there that I'm thinking they maybe could put it in.
I was in that mall last year.
I remember that.
January. And I'm like, oh, this is okay.
But I will honestly say bringing an IKEA to Syracuse will do wonders for their local economy because people will come from a lot of different places to go to the IKEA in Syracuse. So you gotta think the domino effect of that for just the city itself.
I mean, they have two locations downstate, one in Brooklyn, one on Long Island, but the closest IKEA location to where we are is across the border in Burlington, Ontario.
Right.
I know a lot of people have been there, but I was at IKEA every weekend in California. It's kind of like
you can spend a whole day in there.
Well, it was like you go on dates there. You get a coffee on a Saturday. It's like, do you want to go to IKEA?
See if you can put together a dresser.
Yeah.
If you make it out alive, then she's the one. I went to one in North Carolina last year. Yeah, you can spend a lot of time in there. I'm excited for them. I mean, Syracuse is, I mean, I have my opinions on Syracuse, but it will.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time there. But if you want to take a day trip, what's 3 hours round trip? It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, go pop off and.
It's great, though. I spent so much time there, but that's how I furnished a lot of my apartments.
It's such a destination location now that they have the mall and that IKEA coming soon. You don't have to leave that area of Syracuse. You really don't.
Yeah, so that's going to be hitting the Destiny Mall this fall. Lot to look forward to.
This fall? So they must have been already working on this.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. They're saying fall, yeah. Look, I'm not trying to add another thing to the guys can't do this list, but...
Yeah, you are.
What happened at Wegmans yesterday? I might have to, only because I haven't been able to stop thinking about it since yesterday afternoon. I'll share with you what it is and how many of you agree coming up next.
IDPXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 81 for the high today. Here comes the sun. I'm not trying to add this one to the guys can't do this list, but I'm going to have to.
No, literally, the red flags are a-waving. They really are.
I'm just wondering, I saw this guy at Wegmans yesterday, and he was like, oh, Moose, what's up, man? Remember me? I was like, yeah. I guess.
Remember him at all.
I guess we met in the past a long time ago. He looked familiar, but I didn't know his name. It was one of those situations.
Right.
So he slaps me up. Bam! Clenches my hand. And he pulls away. And all I can remember thinking was, this dude has got the longest nails of any person I have ever met in my life.
No, you're gushing blood.
What is that? And I thought I was slapping up Edward Scissorhands. Just the way his nails.
You have a slash in your hand.
Well, it was just his nails were digging into my skin. And I just remember thinking, like, after I walked away, how much of my DNA is probably underneath this guy's fingernails.
Yeah.
And as a guy, I think you really have to monitor how long your nails are, especially if you're going to slap people up like that. But
the claws.
Yeah, they were very long.
Like,
cool
like
guy.
How long? Like, okay, like.
No, a little short. Yeah. Like, I was like, those are tools. Those are not fingernails.
Ew.
And the only.
Like,
the only thing I wasn't able to figure out because it happened so quickly was whether or not this guy did this purposely with his nails.
He's like taking biotin every night before bed.
Or if he just hasn't cut them in a while. Like, some men, for whatever reason, just they let their nails grow really long. They don't care.
No, I'm gagging.
No, I don't know.
No, I'll puke.
Back in the day, I used to see a lot of grown men with just the one long fingernail on their pinky finger. And my cousin told me that's their coke nail. It's called the cocaine spoon.
Oh, God.
And they use that nail specifically for doing bumps of coke. And
I was like,
that's just one tiny pinky nail.
All the kids are going to.
But if you're a man and you prefer long fingernails, that's fine. You do you. But are there any women listening who prefer long nails on men?
Okay, I can't speak to this, but I will tell you something, a little insider information.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to girls who like other girls,
yeah,
they don't have long fingernails.
No, they don't.
Never have, never will.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. I'm sure. Not going to spell it out for you.
Sure.
But I don't see a massive difference in this man. I mean, unless there's something he's not telling us, but I would assume he's hooking up with girls.
I don't know. I mean, that's the vibe I got, but you don't know today. You can't tell. You don't want to assume.
No, we can't assume.
I'm like, well, what would he use those for? And then I started thinking, well, maybe he's like a sous chef and he's in the kitchen cutting like slicing up the provolone.
I'm at the health department running to wherever he works. They're like, and we're shutting it down. Thank you so much.
Oh, by the way, what was that story a while back you brought up that somebody, your mom or somebody, saw somebody with toes?
My God. So, like, last month, my parents and I went to some farm out in the middle of nowhere, and they had, like, music and stuff. And my mom was, like, adamant about going to this, like, musical Friday night farm situation. And, like, nobody wanted to go, but all she wanted to do was go. So we pack up the car, my mom and my dad go, me and Patrice meet them out, and we get there, my mom's like, get your stuff, we're leaving. I'm like, we haven't even set our stuff down, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And she's like, it's just not the vibe, like, it's just not the vibe here. My dad goes, yeah, and you should have seen the girl next to me, her toenails were literally curling over, that's how long they were. My mom was like, I was just sitting there trying to eat my beef on whack, and your father was like, look at that girl's toenails. She's like, I'm good.
Get your stuff, we're leaving.
Literally, we packed up the car and we're out in 5 minutes. I was like, we just got here. Thank you for making me drive all the way out to Marion.
I know. There was a girl in front of me at the movie theater years back who put her feet up on the seat in front of her. No socks, no shoes. And I was like, you can slice someone's neck accidentally with those claws. Put those back.
Like,
put them away. Let's go over to Amanda, Texas.
When your nails get to the point where they're curling over, like, that's not a fashion statement. That's just you.
That's bad hygiene.
Not taking care of yourself.
OMG, Moose, I'm cracking up. Not Edward Scissorhands. No, that's a violation. I agree. Guys need to keep those claws in check. If they're out here dapping people up, Daniela says, maybe I'm old school, but if a dude's fingernails are longer than mine, he better be a wizard.
He's auditioning for Harry Potter. We don't know. It's really not good. And like, I feel like girls get a lot of flack for like their nails and stuff of like having long nails or getting their nails done as much as they do.
Yeah.
But if you're a guy and you have nails as long and you're not like, at least the girls who have long nails or get long nails are getting them groomed and taken care of. You're just out there freeballing. We don't know what's under there. There could be a sandwich there from last week.
That's you don't know. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My brother has really long fingernails, but he grows them out so he can play the guitar with them. This is your brother, John Dreddle. Listen, if I ever grow my nails out, it's a cry for help. I need someone to call the gambling hotline right away because I'm most likely using them to scratch lottery tickets all day, every day.
Can I ask you something that's kind of on topic? Where do you cut your fingernails?
Where do I cut them?
Yeah.
In the bathroom over the sink. I used to, for 20 years, bite them, and I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
It was a horrible habit.
Yeah. We don't know what's under there.
I'll tell you one really quick story that pissed me off. This is probably why I don't talk to my buddy Matt anymore.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I just bought my brand new car. It was my dream car. Just got it. Just picked it up.
The one you just got?
No. This was when I had my Lexus back in the day. He gets in my car. I go, we're going to go cruise Malibu. We're going to go to the PCH and the Pacific Coast Highway. He gets in. He starts biting his nails. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. 2 days later, I go to take my car to get cleaned. I open the door. A pile of his fingernails near the seat, between the door and the seat. Just a pile of like 7-8 fingernails that he bit off from his fingers and then put between the door and the seat. In my new car.
Yeah, I would never talf to that man again.
Sick.
No, I block his number.
It was his birthday yesterday. I never reached out.
And we know why. Rightfully so.
98PXY.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stab or step?
We just don't know.
We don't. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is so weird to talk about because, I don't know, it's something I've never really had to think about. Have any of you listening ever felt this weird moment in life where you stop seeing your parents as invincible, if you will, and start realizing that, you know, they're getting older? You notice the small things.
Yeah.
I think I had one of these moments the other day that just kind of hit me out of nowhere. And maybe you felt this too. It's that moment when you just realize your parents aren't young anymore. And I want to ask you guys, when did you finally realize that your parents were getting a little older? Now, for the record, my parents look great for their age. And thank God they're both in pretty good health. You know, my dad's 69, my mom's 66, but they are getting older.
Right.
And I was at the pool on Sunday with the whole fam, and I'm just sitting there, not on my phone, nothing, just trying to be present, watching my family. And I'm watching my parents interact with my niece and my nephews, and they're very proud grandparents. But I remember, like it was yesterday, in that same exact pool where they were 30 years younger. And it just hit me really hard that, like, life goes by so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the dad I remember from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me that we're in a new chapter now. And I had a moment to myself where I just remember feeling the sense of urgency to just live life to the fullest and spend as much time as you can with the people you love, especially your parents, because it goes by so quickly.
Right.
Really quick. Few of my friends are not so lucky. They lost one of their parents at a young age, but it's weird, right? Because they're still your parents. They're the people who raised you. They took care of everything, but seem like they had all the answers. And then one day you look over at them and you're like, oh, wow,
this is their first time living too.
Yeah.
Like,
they're getting older too.
Right. And I think you're right. When you get older, there's a shift of like, you don't really look at your parents as much as like authoritative figures. Like, they'll always have, you always respect their opinion and what they have to say. But at the end of the day, like, you are a grown adult who can live your own life and make your own choices.
Yeah.
And look to them for guidance. But it's not the end all be all like it was when you were younger.
No, I
they don't have the final say in your life. And I think it's a beautiful thing, but it's also scary because every decision that you make is on you. You can't blame your parents. You can't blame someone else for being like, you misguided me, or you didn't do it the right way. Like, it's all on you. And they're kind of like, they take a back seat to look and reflect on you and what you're doing and how you're making those decisions on your own.
Mm-hmm. And look, I think they're not going to be around forever. I think this we know. And I think for me, one of the best decisions I could have made without even realizing it, I think, was moving back home.
Right.
Because when I did the math, I really only saw my parents one or two times a year in the 12 years I was gone.
Oh my God, I would die.
In those 12 years, I saw my parents 20 times. During COVID, I didn't make it home for a little over 2 years. But I had this conversation too with my buddy he's having trouble deciding on if he should leave LA and head back to Chicago. And the only advice I gave him was, look, live your life the way you want to live it. That's important. But just remember, your dad is 72 years old. He's right. Not in the greatest health. If he only lives to only, let's say, 82 years of age.
That's 10 years.
It's 10 years from now. You go home once a year to visit. You have 10 more times to see your old man before he's gone forever. Not to sound
morbid,
too dramatic. Yeah. But I think a lot of us forget that our parents, they're not going to be around forever. So we're so used to always having them here with us.
Right.
And then one day they're not. And it's just something that has crossed my mind. And I wanted to share, because the other day I realized that, yes, my parents are getting older. And even though it made me sad, it also made me realize how much, just not to take them for granted, how much I love them. And it's a scary shift.
Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. Also, the fact that you are going to be sharing such an incredible experience with them coming up here in just 2 months of you going to Italy. And I think that will be so special because it is just you and your parents. It's not your brothers. It's not your nieces. It's not your nephews. Like, this will be such an amazing trip for you to, because in the beginning of you deciding whether you were going to go to Italy or not, you're like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to take time away from the show. Like, that's a lot of time. Like, I don't know if I want to, you know, go on that long flight. But I'm so glad that you decided to do that, because it's going to be such a special moment for you and your parents, and specifically for your dad to show you where he comes from.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting connected to my roots, I think, is really important, but I think it's super important for him. It's special. I've never been there. And like you said, too, it is a scary shift because suddenly you feel like the adult in the room at times.
Mm-hmm.
And no one prepares you for that.
Right.
I have a couple of close friends right now whose parents are older, up in age, and now the roles are kind of reversed. And my friends are the ones worrying about their parents getting home safe or having to make tough decisions on if their mom or dad is going to be capable of living on their own 5 years from now.
Yeah.
So time goes by fast, but if you still have both of your parents in your life,
you're lucky, first of all.
And don't take it for granted. A lot of the times I'm so consumed and caught up with my career, my lifestyle, the things that I want to do, the places I want to go.
Yeah.
And when I finally had the chance to just sit and pause and be present, I realized that slowing down and appreciating what you still have is really, really important. So don't let it pass you by too quickly. Call your mom back, make the drive, sit with your dad, even if he doesn't say much. ask them questions now, but just try your best to be in the moment. Yeah. Because one day you're going to look back and you wish you had.
Yeah, and I think I talked about this last Mother's Day and Father's Day when I got my parents those books. Like, I think, although my dad will probably never fill it out, I hope he does. But I got my parents, my mom, a book for Mother's Day and my dad a book for Father's Day. And it's called Mom, I Want to Hear a Story. Dad, yeah. I Want to Hear a Story. And it basically just like outlines their whole life for you. So like one day when they're not here, you can look back on that and like continue to learn things about your parents without them even being here to share that with you.
Yeah.
It's which really... I think is really cool. I mean, and I get like frustrated with my mom because she's like doesn't know how to work technology. And I'm just like, oh my God, like what are we doing here?
The way I'm feeling right now is I look back how my mom felt those same feelings towards my grandma, you know, mm-hmm. and it's a cycle.
Yeah.
So if you have the opportunity, if your parents are still in your life, tell them you love them. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Be right back.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY.
Not the shelter in place. For a street right here in the Rochester area, more so like city, between Joseph and North Clinton Avenue, there was a report of a possible wildcat roaming the area, which is crazy because this was caught on a Ring camera as well. RPD says they've gotten multiple 911 calls reporting similar sightings throughout the city. The city, people. This isn't like in the country. This isn't out in like Phelps or Wilkett. This is in the city of Rochester. It's like seeing a deer in the city. It just doesn't happen.
Where did it come from?
That's what I'm saying. Some people believe that they saw a mountain lion. Police say none of these reports can be verified, and they're obviously still investigating. But the shelter in place went into effect after midnight, and it's been lifted, obviously. But this was kind of crazy. I watched the video myself. It's circulating on News 10, WHEC.com. It came from, like I said, a Ring doorbell footage. And it's very quick. Like you have to look super closely, and it's in the corner, and it does look huge. The sheriff's office is using a drone to check backyards where they said that there were spottings of this creature, but they have no signs of the big cat just yet. People were running through their neighborhoods trying to get back to their house when
they heard
the news that there was this large wild animal on the loose. But if you do see this animal, please call 911. RPD says there's no evidence that this was like from the Seneca Park Zoo or there was an animal that escaped.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. There was also...
Here are the safety measures you should take. If you encounter a mountain lion, especially in the city, make yourself look too large. Make yourself look big. It's going to be really tough if you're a jockey.
No bully.
Be loud and slowly back away while maintaining eye contact. Do not look away. You want to be a threat. Do not run. And if attacked, you got to fight back aggressively.
Where are you reading this?
Try not to leave food out either. It can definitely attract mountain lions and other animals. That's just a Google.
Lauren Childs is not having it.
I'm on the zoo's website.
Mountain lion.
Well, I hope they catch it. Knowing some of my family members, they probably adopted it as a pet.
I hope they find out like what exactly it is. It's huge. It's humongo. It looks like something that should have been starring in The Lion King.
Coming up on the show, it's the new TikTok trend. How old do I look?
You guys, I mean... If you really want to hurt your own feelings, like there's so many other ways to do it. This is cruel and unusual, sick and twisted, if you will. But people are doing it. And I mean, maybe it's a great way to go viral. Maybe it's a great way to just grab attention, even if it's negative attention. You know what they say. All press is great press. But this trend is going around right now. And I want to talk more so about the trend and how it's making people feel other than like complete and utter sadness. And what would lead and possess somebody to do something like this? We'll talk about it next on PXY.
Another day, another TikTok trend. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 81 for the high today. Thank you guys for tuning in, and you can stream us live on that free Odyssey app too this morning. How many of you have seen this trend going around on social media? It's the how old do I look trend.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing this to my attention.
You know, I just, it's for research purposes, so.
You're right.
I think, you know, if people don't listen to our show in depth, maybe they don't know how old we are. So let's ask the question this morning. You've seen us online on 90PXY Rochester, Breezy on Air. Hi, Moose. And if you haven't, go to our Instagram. How old do you think that we look? How old do I look? How old does Moose look? Because I'm not, I mean, it's not a great time to look at me. I have a shiner in my eye and I kind of look disheveled. Yeah,
you
but
have a black eye. I mean, you're a mess.
It's a lot. But I have other photos on there. I get this question all the time about you. How old is Moose? And respectfully, truthfully, you look great for your age. Like, no one would guess the age that you are, I don't think.
No, they wanted
never,
to.
They never do.
They wanted to play this game. People I haven't met last weekend when I went out. We were at Marge's.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked. I was like, well, let's play. Let's play. You guys want to play? How old am I? They're like, you're definitely 29, 30. I'm like, oh, that's
so cute.
It's very cute.
So as you get older and as time passes, obviously with age comes wear and tear on your body. It was like a car, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that there's so many women specifically that will do anything to hold on to their youth. With the Botox and the filler and the the shaving your chin down, whatever.
Hey, listen,
whatever. Do what you got to do. I don't know.
Man or woman, I appreciate anybody that invests into themselves. And some of us, yes, we age like a fine wine. Others, a crumbly blue cheese.
But
however,
I truly believe in my heart and soul that sometimes the more procedures that you get done, especially at the young age of like your 20s, it genuinely makes you look older.
Yeah. I mean, you know, do you
I feel like it has the opposite effect.
Do you want to be 50 and look 50, or do you want to be 50 and look like a 24-year-old lizard? Now, this TikTok
trend.
No,
do you want to be 24 and look 50?
This TikTok trend that's going around is people asking straight up, how old do I look? And I got to tell you, a lot of people are getting their feelings hurt.
They're getting their feelings hurt, but they're also getting their views. I think it goes hand in hand, right? Like, they're just putting up 5 pictures of themselves.
Yeah, and it's like, what? 19,000 likes for what?
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. I mean, listen, everything's calculated. Everything's for a reason. But when people are doing this trend, what possesses somebody to do this? Obviously, likes and shares and validation and just like seeing those numbers grow, no matter if they're positive or negative. But like, that's basically just you posting a picture of yourself on Reddit and being like, say the meanest thing you can ever say to me.
Right.
Because that's what people do when they get a forum to do so. They're just like, how old am I? Like, this girl wrote, how old do I look? Everyone, please be nice. I'm terrified. No, you're not. Because if you were, you wouldn't be posting it. Like, if you were really that terrified, you wouldn't be posting it. Like, I have been doing this for quite some time, and I've had people say a lot of different things to me. Some great, some horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I can handle it. And I think I could put it up there and be like, whatever, say what you need to say. I don't know if I would, because I don't really care that much, but
Listen, if you're asking for 100% transparency, people are going to give it to you.
Right. Don't ask questions you don't want the answer
right.
to.
Right. Listen, my buddy Dwight got so pissed at me 1 year in Florida because this woman wanted to play the game with me. And she goes, how old do you think I am? I said, do you want me to tell you what I think you want to hear? Or do you want the truth? She goes, give it to me. I said, you look 52. She goes, ah, I'm 47. I go, well, you look 52. And she was so butthurt and that he got mad at me. He was like, why can't you just be nice? I said, she wanted to play the game. She wanted to play it. Here come the text messages. This one's from Shay. Breezy looks 26, Moose 38-ish, maybe.
Okay.
Nope,
that's not. That's not what I'm getting.
Moose has strong dad friend at the barbecue energy. What?
What? Okay, this person says Breezy 29, Moose 34. And then this person says Breezy 30, Moose 35. Which is very far off for you.
Breezy looks 26. That's not even close.
Not even close. Like, and I'm like, okay, can I ask another question, like a follow-up question to the question? Why is it such a compliment when people tell you you look younger than you actually are? Because in my opinion, I take it as a compliment because I just feel like society wants you to take it as a compliment and you should be taking it as a compliment. But like in the reality of it, the way that you look, I know obviously society like has a lot to do yeah. and say with what you look, but like the age of yourself truly says a lot more than just like how you look on the outside. If someone came up to me and was like, if you, someone came up to me and said, you look 26, I'd be like, okay, dope. But if they came up to me and were like, you act 26, I'd be mortified. Mortified. Like, it's a catch 22.
Right. You don't want to act like it. But if you look it, that's, they're totally two different things. You know what I mean?
But then if I look like it, people, that's the first thing that they're seeing about me. So they're like, oh, she's probably immature.
Do you still get ID'd? When you buy alcohol?
Sometimes I do. Not when I have black eyes on my head, but sometimes I do.
Yeah, I don't get, I mean.
But also, that's like the law. Like, if you aren't getting ID'd, especially at a liquor store, I don't know.
Let's go over to Lila. Hey, good morning, guys. Breezy sounds like she still sleeps with a fan on. I'm going to go 27.
I didn't know there was an age cutoff for that, Lila. Are you well? No, you're unwell.
Yeah, Breezy's 31. I'm 41. 10-year age gap on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
But you were close.
Yeah.
But of course, I do appreciate the compliments when, you know, I get the 31 and 32. I don't know whether it's I have a really good skincare regimen or if it's just my oily Italian skin that keeps me fresh. One of the two.
It's one of the two. I mean, it's a gamble. But if you want to play this game, play it wholeheartedly. Don't be one foot in, one foot out. Accept what people are going to say because you asked the question. If you're going to play this game, you need to check in with yourself at the door and say, I'm not going to like spiral about these comments and let it affect my day or my life or my mood.
Yeah.
Because you put yourself in this situation.
How old do you think Scott Spisano down the hall looks?
I don't want to play that game. We have a good relationship right now, so.
I'm going to go play the game with him down the hall.
I'm also so bad at it. Like,
Oh, he'll never. Don't even ask. He'll never speak to you again.
I'm bad when it comes to old and young. Like, I'll see a 5-year-old and I'm like, they're 13, right? They're like, they're 5.
If you treasure your precious life, you better say 50.
98 PXY.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, there. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There, I Said It
on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Let them rip this morning, you guys. Some of you are pissed this Thursday morning. That's okay. 585-252-9800 for There, I Said It. Said it.
Let's go.
Breezy, why don't you kick things off for us?
Let's do it. All right. This person says, I truly believe that any publicity is good publicity. There, I said it. If they're talking about me, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well said.
They're not wrong.
No, I guess
they're just not wrong. And then this person says, I truly hate any yoga that involves animals. There, I said it. It is animal abuse through and through. Goat yoga, fish yoga, cat yoga, dog yoga.
I have been very interested in trying the goat yoga.
The goat yoga.
Love a good goat.
Crazy. I just walked the alpacas the other day.
Did you?
I did. It was fun.
got a message from No Name here, but they said, I don't care how many crystals you have. Your energy is trash. There, I said it.
So true.
Good one. All right, let's go over to our friend Lynn. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Hot take, but your kid's food allergy isn't the entire world's responsibility. Sorry, pack your own snacks. Stop acting like everyone should revolve around it. There, I said it. Well, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's...
Oh my gosh. Rebecca's here. She says, I don't believe in the old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover. No, you literally can. It's the only thing that you see. It's not like you're going to read the book in the middle of Barnes and Noble and then come to a consensus on whether you like it or not.
Yes, you are. That's me 100% of the time.
How many days do you spend there? Three?
No, but I go in, and what's the first thing you do when you're in there? You open up a book, you look through it. Is this something I might be interested in finishing? It's a yes or no. I can't believe some of those books in there are $130.
But what do you do if you're ordering it on Amazon, the original bookstore?
There are people, and I have been guilty of this, you guys. I like the way the book adds to the aesthetic of my apartment.
Same. No, fully.
Right?
And to be honest, I can judge a book by its cover because I have literally... bought in books because the cover was pretty and I'm reading it and I'm like, this is the worst book I've ever read. There's like 49 typos in it.
Yeah, so. That's why some women I know have no problem spending $1.50 on those Tom Ford books for their coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Chris.
It's empty. It's hollow inside.
Once someone hits the hard launch of a relationship on social media, I immediately start the countdown to the breakup post. There, I said it. It's very funny.
Oh, dear.
The hard launch. Did I tell you about my boy who got his girlfriend did the hard launch, didn't notify him about it? We all saw it before he did.
That's so tough.
Yeah, everyone's it was so
like,
tough.
Everyone's congratulating him. He's like, for what? For what?
He didn't know. Oh, it was great. I was like, wow, you guys didn't talk that over, huh? Interesting.
Doing a hard launch is ballsy if both people are involved. Or like on board, I should say. Look at my guy. I've never met this woman in my life.
So proud of him. Let's go over to Tim. I don't care how close we are. Don't FaceTime me without warning. I hate talking on the phone already. What makes people think I want to stare at you through a screen? There, I said it. People do get very upset if you FaceTime them without notifying them first. What's the point?
What's the point?
Like sending a text letting them know, hey, I'm going to call you in a second.
Right, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The FaceTime thing I get. That catches people off guard. Like, what are they doing right now? Why are they
FaceTiming? What's
happening? It's very alarming. Naya says, good morning, guys. I don't think anyone cares how good your marriage is. No one actually wants to go on a double date. We all just do it so no one feels left out. There, I said it.
That's not true.
You go on a lot of double dates.
I went on a double date last night.
You did?
Oh my God, it was great.
Where'd you go?
We just went to a friend's house. I brought over pizza. It was great. Our friend who's a married couple having a baby. It's great.
Is that really a double date? You're just hanging out with friends.
What's the difference between hanging out with friends and a double date?
A double date is you act for it to be a double date. You have to go out in public and sit at like a restaurant or do some sort of activity. You're just hanging out at a friend's house. It's not a double date.
Okay.
Just
it was it. Two couples hanging out.
I don't
we made it a date. I don't know.
Let's go over to Tanya.
We need to tell everybody and show everybody, hey guys, we're on a double date.
Yeah, if it's not on social media, it didn't happen. Tanya says, you guys make me laugh in the morning. Don't tell my husband, but I hate game night. I hate Uno. I hate Pictionary. I hate charades, but I do it for the family, even though I'd rather be in bed with a bottle of wine. There, I said it.
Okay.
Tanya hates her family. She doesn't just hate game night. She hates her kids. She hates her husband. She hates her in-laws.
She's pissed. This person says, being poly is glorified cheating. There, I said it. I mean, that's... You are entitled to your opinion.
Tell people... For those that aren't familiar with poly...
Polyamorous is when you have...
Multiple.
In a one relationship, but you have multiple partners. So, like a throuple or a quadruple. I don't know. I'm just making things up. But... I mean, I've known people who are like, yeah, we're poly. He just doesn't know.
I'm like, okay, that's just cheating.
Right.
Okay. Love that moment for you. Can't wait for him to find out. This person says, I'm sick of the societal pressures to have children. I'm 33. My job is paying for my decor. I have a house, and I want to take myself to Disney, damn it. Hashtag child free. There I said it.
Oh, the adult going to Disney with no kids. That's interesting.
I love that for you.
Yeah, well,
speaking of parents and kids, I've said this before, but I just feel like saying it again, so I'm going to do that. Nobody wants to see your children on social media with an emoji over their face. There, I said it. Either post their face or don't post them at all. We don't need to see their body. And to be honest, like, there are weird people out there that can still do things with your children's body online. So,
that's an interesting take.
Very confused.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
There, I said
take.
It.
Some parents don't even use the face emojis. They use like the meat emoji, like the steak, or they'll use something interesting, yeah, like a basketball.
That's not predatory at all.
Angela says, I can't stand people who complain about tipping culture. If you have an issue with tipping someone who is working behind the counter, then stay home because you can't afford to go out. There, I said it. I don't like that.
Wait, what?
Because what makes you think you deserve a tip if you're working behind the counter and I got to walk up there, order the food, pay for it, and then sit there and wait for you to call my name? I mean, what did you do exactly?
Not me just paying your salary.
But every single time, I still get stuck tipping because there's a line behind me and I don't want anyone to see that
nobody's
I did zero.
Looking over.
People are doing it, Breeze.
Your perception of other people of you is absolutely, it's diabolical.
I'm telling you right now.
It's like whenever I go to a coffee shop, the main character energy is just seeping through. Everyone's looking at me. Everyone's watching me. Everyone's like on their phone, like literally scrolling on TikTok.
I just don't want to be that guy.
He gets himself in these situations. He's like, I had to tip $50 because everyone was looking. Nobody was looking. As a matter of fact, the coffee shop was empty.
I had to buy a $75 generator. I didn't have a choice. Mine for today is your entrepreneur boyfriend. He doesn't own a business. He printed 12 shirts. He made an Instagram. You're dating a man with a Cash App link in his bio. Come on now. Know the difference. There, I said it. I feel way better this morning.
Me too. What a release.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. Big news. IKEA is coming to upstate New York.
Woo!
The Swedish home goods retailer announced Tuesday it plans to open a 70,000 square foot store this fall at Destiny USA in Syracuse. That's the largest mall in New York State.
I love it.
Whether it's going in the mall, I don't know if they have 70,000 square foot of space just hanging out, do they?
I know. I mean, you did say when we talked about this earlier that a lot of people have left, which doesn't surprise me, but I don't know if it's that much or if it will go, if they're building a new building or if it will go across the street near the hotel. Like, it's a lot.
Well, they are saying the mall, and the CEO and chief sustainability officer of IKEA in the U.S. says they're thrilled to offer Syracuse metro area residents more ways to shop and just experience IKEA. If you've never been, I will say it's a magical place.
Right.
I used to go every Saturday morning. I didn't need anything, but when do you ever really need anything?
Right.
The opening of IKEA Syracuse highlights our commitment to bringing IKEA closer to the many people and making it easier and more affordable to access our home furnishing products and solutions.
They have so much there. They have so much.
Yeah, couples love putting furniture together, do they not?
They do.
This is a pretty big announcement, which comes right after, like you were saying, major tenants have left Destiny Mall in recent years. We're talking Lord & Taylor, JCPenney, Best Buy, unless they combine all of those stores and just make one big IKEA. But they already have two locations downstate, one in Brooklyn, one on Long Island. The closest IKEA location to us is across the border in Burlington, Ontario.
Right.
Which people do go to.
It's not that far from us. It's only like a couple hours, but yeah.
You know, and Syracuse will most likely be close to a 3-hour round trip there and back if you want to hit up an IKEA. But that's supposed to open this
fall. I mean, it's not bad. It's not a bad drive to Syracuse. It's only like an hour 20. It's not like you're going to be in the car forever. And
also, you can go and just like make a day out of it. It's fun to just go to IKEA and spend some time there.
Coming up on the show, how old is too old to be living at home and not paying a single bill? Tina from Penfield messaged us about her 20-year-old daughter who's living rent-free, barely helping out, but always seems to have money for new outfits. And when Tina asked for $150 in rent, not outrageous, Tina's daughter called her money hungry. What's a mom to do in this situation? 585-252-9800. We'll get to her message for Parental Confidential coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
There's so much to see and do.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Tina from Penfield has a 20-year-old daughter who decided that she didn't want to go to college. She still lives at home, doesn't really work either. In this type of situation, how much flexibility do you allow your kid before you finally make them pay rent or kick them out? Here's the message from Tina. Would love to hear if you too, as a parent, have ever been in a situation like this. What's your advice to Tina for parental? 585-252-9800.
Let's hear it.
Hi, guys. So my 20-year-old daughter still lives at home. Graduated high school a couple years ago, didn't go to college, and had a few jobs here and there, but nothing consistent. I've never pressured her to move out because times are tough, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Rent is expensive. Life is hard. That's not the issue. The issue is she doesn't want to pay rent, not even a little contribution. Doesn't help with groceries. No real household responsibilities unless I ask her 5 to 6 times. When I brought up rent, even something small like $150 a month just to teach her responsibility, she got super defensive and said that I was being money hungry.
Sure.
That family shouldn't charge family. Meanwhile, I'm covering her living, her Wi-Fi, electricity, groceries, everything, all while still raising 3 other kids. At this point, I don't know. Am I being petty? I just feel like she's old enough. If she is old enough to DoorDash Starbucks and spend $80 at Sephora, she's old enough to hand me a little rent money.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to kick her out. I just want her to start transitioning into adulthood. And that includes contributing to the household she lives in.
Correct.
Or at least offering to help. Would love to hear from anyone who honestly thinks I'm being unfair. Okay, what do you guys think? I'm very interested to hear from parents who have advice and have dealt with something similar to this.
Such a wave of entitlement. Such a wave of entitlement. Like,
you're being money hungry. That sounds manipulative.
Yeah, very much so. And she's right. She's old enough to be buying all these other things. She needs to start charging her something for something, because it's going to be a brutal reality for her when she gets out on her own and she realizes, oh, I don't have one bill. I have like 29.
Tina forcing her to be responsible, I don't think it's unreasonable. Like she said, yeah, times are tough, but you're not trying to kick her out or charge her anything remotely close to what actual rent would cost. $150 a month is nothing.
Right.
One listener just messaged in and said she needs a job, because after high school, you either get a job or you go to college, or you enlist or you enroll in a trade or the army. What you don't do is sit around surfing Instagram and freeloading, which a lot of kids do. And I get it. She's 20. I didn't move out until I was 24. I went to MCC, but I was still working. Right. You know what I mean? I still had a lot going on at that age. She's not doing anything.
She can hate you all she wants. She can be as pissed off as she's going to be. But at the end of the day, you are being a mom and you're doing what's best for her and her growth and making sure she's set up for success, even though she might be a little behind at the moment, I'm not going to lie, because it's going to be a cold, cold world out there when she gets out and she's not living with you and she's not going to be able to make her rent. And then she's going to come back to you and say, I need some money.
Yeah, where's she even getting the job? Where's she getting the money for like DoorDash and stuff? Tina mentioned she had odd-on jobs and stuff like that. But listen, you're the parent here. You just cut her off. Take away the Wi-Fi. I mean, yeah. Control where she's going, what she's doing, what she's spending. I mean, you have all the power here. Lisa says the problem with this approach is that you need to be willing to go through with the nuclear option if she tries to call your bluff. Let's say she absolutely 100% refuses to pay rent. Mm-hmm. Are you going to proceed with eviction? No. If not, then this whole plan is useless.
Right.
And she's not wrong about that either.
Exactly. I mean, you need to follow through, because if you don't, you're going to continue to set the precedent that your threats are just empty.
Oh, of course. And every kid loves to call their parents on their bluffs, right? Mm-hmm. This is a situation, good morning, guys, where you need to tell her what's happening, not ask for permission, because she's 20 and doesn't really seem to be working towards anything. Right. At 20, I was, in fact, a full-time college student and working part-time. So it is totally reasonable of you to expect your daughter to either be working or paying rent. And like we said, it's $150. She can manage that.
This person says, serve her eviction papers unless the $150 in rent is paid. Give her an eviction date, too. Along with that, print out ads for nearby apartments with the rent amount and utility costs. Show her how much she has for just $150. Absolutely ridiculous that she acted like that. I don't even live at home, but I still help my mom with her bills when she needs it. She doesn't even ask. She just mentions her hardship, and I help her. It's what a good son does for his mother. That's from Tyler from Webster.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler. Christine wrote, my 19-year-old pays $100 a month and helps with groceries. It's not about the money. It's just about teaching her how the real world works. That daughter is going to get a rude awakening when she finally moves out, just like you said.
This person says, I'm in the same situation with my stepchildren. They don't pay anything, but one of them has an $1,100 a month truck payment.
Oh.
It's a constant battle with my husband.
What?
It's time for these kids to grow up and get out.
What the hell's paying $1,100 a month for a truck?
You need help. This person says, I think the bigger issue is that she's not working or in school. She needs to focus on that first. I worked two jobs while I was in school and living at home, and I was able to save up for an apartment after a few years' time.
You can do it. I mean, minimum wage right now is $16.50 an hour, or $15, something like that.
Right.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. You can't say you're not pressuring her and then complain that she's not doing enough. You're enabling her. Either she starts contributing or you set a move-out deadline, period. Where's she going to go, though? No parent is actually going to really, truly kick their 20-year-old out of the house and say, see you. Where would they go? I mean, unless deep down you know they're going to be fine. But typically, you're too scared to do that.
Right. Correct.
But her calling you money hungry? I can't get over that.
That's crazy.
And I'll go to our boy Tim, who says, imagine calling your mom money hungry while wearing $200 pair of sneakers she didn't buy. That's wild. Mm-hmm. This girl needs a reality check.
Yep.
Tina, do not feel bad about cutting her off. You're not her best friend. You're her parent.
Right.
So if she hates you, let her hate you now, but it's not going to be forever, because guess what? She needs you. I'm speaking from experience.
She does.
She 100% needs you.
She needs you more than anything.
So you make her pay rent, or you cut off all the utilities on her, take away her cell phone, and that's it. She'll have to figure it out on her own.
Yep.
But if she can't manage a lousy $150 a month, she's got issues.
Massive. Seek help.
It's just like, thanks for the message. Good luck with that, Tina. We appreciate the you reaching out to us. Speaks Why Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. Be right back.
With me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, who made mention earlier in the show today. I think she's turning into a Karen.
No, it's so bad.
What's happening in your neighborhood is something that's kind of forcing you in a way to get involved. You don't want to, but now you have to.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to be this person. I truly don't care that much, but this situation is truly it's so in my face that I can't not care. So obviously I don't own a home. I live in an apartment complex, but the apartment complex in which I live is in a like development. Like it's tucked away. The apartment complex is right there. And then all around it is like this housing development that is also just like kind of off the beaten path. So you wouldn't know it's there unless you actually live there and go back there. It's not a like, it's not a like a drive through traffic. Like you wouldn't be there. So there's things about that that I like. And there's things about that that I don't like. Mm-hmm. First thing is like, there's not a lot of traffic. So there's not a lot that goes on back there. So the things that happen kind of stay within the community. And I don't really like that much because it kind of makes me feel unsafe. Not that I'm in an unsafe area, but I'm just like, anything could happen back here. The second thing is, I feel like since it's not forward facing, there's a lot of things that slip through the cracks that maybe the town doesn't know about because they don't really see it. It's not like something they have to drive by.
Right, there's a lot of trashy people on that street.
There are some questionable things happening. And there is one house specifically across the street from my apartment complex that I'm not kidding. I moved in December to this apartment. My girlfriend moved in 2 Aprils ago.
Yeah.
And ever since she's moved in, there has been a storage pod. It looks like a dumpster, but
yeah, storage container.
Walk in it. A storage container.
Right.
In there. Driveway and bins.
Aren't those for rent? How long have they had it?
Correct.
How long has it been sitting there? A couple of years?
Ever since she moved in, April of 2024.
Oh, that's so trashy.
So I'm like, okay, wait. So when I first moved in, I was like, oh, they're having a garage sale. And it just dawned on me this week that they aren't having a garage sale. They're just disgusting.
They're just white trash, yeah. Send me the photo.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send it to you right now.
I gotta see this place.
So, okay, I just sent it to you. So there is storage units, storage bins, clothes, laundry baskets in the driveway.
Oh, yeah.
On the lawn.
This place is a dump.
Like, they live in a nice house. I mean, the house itself, the bones are great. It hasn't been power washed in 15 years, but like...
Well, now, hold on a second. Now, before you go calling the town, you need to 100% make sure that it's not an old couple living there that need assistance or need help and can't figure a way how to clean all this up. So before you do that, figure out who's living there.
I did. So yesterday, Patrice called me and she said, I got the skinny on the neighbor. They're not old. They opened their garage door and it's
okay.
Top to bottom.
Oh, they're hoarders. They're
correct.
Definitely hoarders.
So this is, at this point, it's like a wellness check. And I understand hoarding and mental health issues that are associated with that. But nevertheless, like, you can't just be, like, if you're a hoarder, be a hoarder. And, like, the people that love and care about you should actually make mention of that and do something about it. But you can't just run out of space in your home and just start using your driveway as a storage unit as well. Like, you just...
They're devaluing the neighborhood. Look,
their home, neighborhood, their stuff's blowing into the streets.
There's always that one neighbor. When I went to go put offers in on houses when I was looking for a home, there's always that one neighbor on the street. They got the four cars in the driveway on cylinder blocks. Yeah, I'm changing out the transmission. It's like, how long has this been here?
The cinder blocks, it's just, it's too much.
It is trash. It's too much. They got these people... They got laundry baskets. It looks like they're moving. The driveway's full of crap. Should Breezy call the town? 585-252-9800. What would you do?
I thought for the longest they were moving. That's what I thought. And it turns out they're not moving. They just are hoarders, I think. At least they're hoarders in their driveway. Or, you know what? Maybe they're smarter than all of us and their house is pristine and they're just... Keep all the trash outside. I don't know.
I don't know how this works. I've never owned a home, but I don't know if there's a certain number of people that have to call and complain in order for them to file a report and do something, or this might not be dirty enough for them to actually do something about
it. Which is like diabolical and insane in itself because like it is truly the trashiest thing you will ever see. And it's affecting everyone around you. Like, if your house is disgusting, that's your own private matter. That's your own private business. You have to live with that. It affects literally nobody else. But well, this is your front lawn. You are getting dressed in the morning in your driveway, going through your laundry basket that you keep on your lawn overnight, mind you. And it's unacceptable. Well, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
At least the grass is cut.
Oh, it's unacceptable. It's truly unacceptable. So
they seem like good people. I mean, for the most part, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to call the town, then
I talked to my friend yesterday. No, it's too much. I talked to my friend yesterday who's a police officer within the town of which I live.
Yeah.
And I said, can you do something? And she was like, you have to call the town. Yeah. I'm not going to arrest this person for having trash in their driveway.
It's always the one Corvette on cylinder blocks. That's what does it for me. I absolutely love
it. Cinder blocks moves.
What did I say?
It's cylinder blocks.
Cinder blocks. But at the same time, Cole, I would definitely call the town and just ask them, hey, can you guys do a run by here and just check this out?
Yeah, do a little drive by moment. And I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but at the same time, it's gotta go. We gotta cut it. Like, it's too much. And I don't want to be that person, and I don't want to be that neighbor, but I fear I have no choice. This person says, it sounds like a hoarding situation, and it's not as easy as you might think. I'm not saying it's easy. Nobody's saying that.
Your girlfriend clearly has way more patience than you do because she's been putting up with this way longer than you have.
She didn't know. She thought they were moving.
For the last 2 years?
She thought it was the longest move to ever be done.
Yeah. They couldn't find a place to go.
This person says, contact Adult Protection Services. I didn't even know Adult Protection Services was a thing.
I didn't either.
It's a thing. I think it's just like a wellness check, like a well-being, go look.
There's a house on my parents' street. I grew up on the street, by the way, my whole entire life. I have never once in 41 years have seen their garage door open. It's an older couple. They weren't old at the time. They looked old because they're just so disheveled. But there's something really weird and creepy going on in that house. And you could tell they're hoarders. They've never cut the lawn. It makes the whole neighborhood look like trash. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
it takes that one person, that one house.
That's it.
For the whole thing to go downhill.
And I'm just so interested to see what's in the garage. I've thought about it. Every time I pass that house, I think, what's really going on in there?
It's so I'm shocked knowing you that you haven't already just broken into their home.
No, well, even as
peeped through the windows.
No, even as a teenager, I'd go over there trick-or-treating for Halloween. I was that invested. Hoping somebody would open the door.
He has binoculars.
20 dead bodies in there. All right, so call the town and then...
They're like, it's a Halloween decoration. It's a Halloween decoration.
Yeah, report back to us.
Call the town.
Are you doing that today?
Yes, I'm calling the town.
All right, we'll get to do a follow-up tomorrow morning on PXY. Stay there.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Came to a shocking realization yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this earlier in the show about your you coming to the realization that your parents are getting older and what that experience was like for you.
Yeah, just a weird shift in knowing that, you know, they're not invincible.
Yeah. And I had kind of a similar realization, but it was a slightly different one. So yesterday I was out at Roseland Water Park. And obviously, you guys know that I grew up in Canandaigua, so I've been going to Roseland Water Park my whole life, my whole childhood, and it is so much fun. And if you haven't made it out there, you have to do so before the summer ends because it's an absolute blast. But I was going there, and I was, you know, checking things out, seeing how it's changed over the years, and I invited my best friend to come with her daughter, who's 1.5. And I just was walking around the water park with her and her daughter, her beautiful daughter, her husband, and her nephews. And I just had this moment. It was like,
you want to be a mom?
A deja vu moment. No, not that. Not that. But like, I'm thinking to myself, we used to come here at their age.
Yeah, it's very nostalgic.
Like, her nephews are 10, 8, 10, and we were getting dropped off at 12, 13 to go to the park, the water park, and just run around and be kids. And I'm like, we are still here at Roseland Water Park, but with your baby. Like, that is insane to me.
Yeah.
That is insane to me. Like,
I know. I feel the same way when I watch all my friends around me have kids. You know what I mean? And it's this feeling of, I guess you have less time for me.
I know. I mean, we grow and we adjust. And I just never in my life knew how badly I wanted to get back to Roseland Water Park, you know? And obviously a different setting and a different time period, but it's just like...
Does it make you feel like you so badly want to go back for just one day to relive it?
You know, I was thinking that myself too. I was like, do I miss it? Like, because for me, I feel as if I forgot about that portion of my life until I was in this next phase. You know what I mean? Like, those are just fleeting memories. Like,
yeah,
obviously they're amazing memories, and you know, I love that, but they pass by. But when you go back and you're at the same place and it's so nostalgic, I truly am like, I'm at peace with it. I'm like, I don't want to go back necessarily, but I just am so thankful to be able to be at this point in my life, reflect, and look beside me and see the same person that I've been with for 20 plus years with her child. It's just, it's crazy to me. And I think that
there's a theme to today's show. We've been talking a lot about
very nostalgic.
Yeah, we've been talking about age too, but I think so many of you guys too, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, we're all really kind of scared to get older.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to. It's the 7:10 break this morning of me just finally coming to the realization that, hey, you know, my parents are getting older. Right. That means I'm getting older.
Right.
We're all scared of the future because it's the not knowing that gives us anxiety. But just to grow up and realize that, hey, you look around, it's like, man, how much time do I actually have left? I know it sounds morbid.
No, I know.
I'm just saying, though, it's just... your childhood, you think back about it. We were just all in the pool at my parents' house.
Right.
And so many of us do this. We're like, wow, I was just here when I was a kid. How did 30 years pass me by like that?
And I will go a step further and say we are so lucky to have places like your parents' pool and Roseland Water Park to be able to go back to still be in this space, to still be in upstate New York, to still be in the same places that we used to go to as a kid. And get those memories triggered, because I don't know if I would be as appreciative otherwise if I packed up and moved to Nebraska. Like, it's just not the same.
No,
it's
I get that.
It's not the same.
You know what the problem is too, though, right? It's our fault. So many of us have our faces buried in our phones. That's why the time passes us by so quickly. None of us are in the present moment. As much as we say, yeah, you do yoga once a week, so what? But as much of us want to sit here and say, yes, I live in the present moment. We don't. We never do. We're constantly looking forward to the future.
Yeah.
We're constantly thinking about what we did in the past. And all of us right now, at this very second, this is all that matters right now, is this very second.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you really start to come to the realization that, hey, I can feel comfortable exactly where I'm at.
Yeah. I know.
There's no anxiousness. There's no anxiety. There's no stress. There's none of that. It's just hard to do.
I know. I'm going to go on my parents' computer the next time I'm home and find photos of my best friend and I at Roseland and just do a little video of it, because it's so cool to see the growth and the transition throughout the years. And it really humbles you, and it brings you back to center.
It's the memories, you know, that's what it's all about.
Really?
It's just the memories.
Yeah.
I go back all the time and I look at all of my photos from my dancing career and tap dancing at Danceletics in Greece. And, it's a part of my life I don't like to share with too many people.
You crush it. You bring it up every chance you get, though.
I know. I am very proud of it.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Don't touch my laundry. Well, maybe don't leave it in the dryer for 2 hours then. It's PXY Mornings.
The saga continues.
What's up, guys? It's Moose and Breezy. I got hit with a full-on angry note in my apartment building laundry room yesterday. After I took someone's towels out of the dryer, after they left them sitting in there for over an hour after their cycle ended, I was pissed. Now, most people would have taken those towels out, threw them on the folding table. I handled them with care. Even though they were disrespectful and thinking nobody else needed the machines but them, I don't know how many of you have also been in this situation, because I don't like touching people's things. I don't want anyone touching my stuff.
Right.
But I had to use the dryer. I'm on a time schedule. I took all their towels out and folded every single one. The bath towels, the hand towels, the washcloths.
He goes, I'm on a time schedule. Takes 20 minutes out of his day to fold other people's stuff.
I didn't want him to think that I was, you know, being disrespectful to their things. So I folded everything up. I placed them neatly on the machine. I needed to use the dryer, and they just left their stuff sitting in there. Well, I put my clothes in the dryer. I come back down an hour later. They had gathered their towels that I neatly folded for them.
Correct.
And they left a note on top of the dryer that really pissed me off.
Tell me everything.
So this note is on the, it wasn't even on the dryer. It was on the folding table when you walk in. Okay. And so, ready?
Oh, wow. We have it.
Do not touch other people's clothes. You can wait 5 to 10 minutes. Patience is a virtue. Signed, pissed off neighbor. I said, wait 5 to 10 minutes.
Signed, pissed off neighbor.
Yeah. I go, 5 to 10 minutes. Your cycle ended over an hour ago. I've been waiting. Plus, we have an app on our phone that shows you when exactly the dryer's in use and when it's over with. So I'm watching it. The cycle ended. I went down there. Clothes are still in there. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a couple minutes. I waited over an hour. I'm like, screw you guys. If you don't care, neither do I. I took their stuff off out of the dryer. I wanted to throw their stuff all over the floor. I'm not going to be that guy. I folded everything neatly. They should be thanking me for that, because there are plenty of other people who wouldn't have done that. I placed them neatly right on top of the dryer for them, and then I could put my clothes in there. There's three dryers. They were using all of them and left their stuff in all three. I just needed one dryer.
They were using all of them?
One dryer had all...
How did you know it was all of their stuff?
You can tell when someone starts all three at the same exact time. Okay. And it had their...
Like sheets and stuff?
Yeah, so one dryer had all of their bedding. Mm-hmm. The next dryer had all of their socks and underwears. And then the third dryer had all the towels. I was like, I'll use the one with the towels. I'm not touching their underwear and all that stuff.
Super weird.
Right? So I come downstairs to this note, and I'm like, oh, I want to know what neighbor this is.
I'm not sure, signed pissed off neighbor. Was it a girl's handwriting or a guy's?
I'm sending it to you now. You tell me.
Okay.
I don't know. Because looking in the dryer, like there's socks and underwear. It could have been a couple. I don't know if all their stuff was mixed in there together. But I'm like, oh, it's so disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Pissed off neighbor is diabolical.
I'm like, wow, you guys got a lot of nerve. I spent so much time folding those towels. 585-252-9800. What's the laundry room?
I think this is a girl.
I can't tell.
But guys also do, I don't, like, write in caps lock like that.
Men can be just as petty and leave a note like that. They can be just as passive aggressive. I'm trying to figure out, what is the laundry room etiquette? How much time do you have to wait or give somebody after their cycle ends to be able to finally take their clothes off and say their clothes out?
Now you're stripping your neighbor. I'd be pissed off too.
When do you take their clothes off? And then you finally just say, okay, I gave you enough time. Listen, an hour window is crazy.
No, it's wild. This is like the number one reason I want a house. Like, I don't need a driveway. I don't need anything else.
I would love
for laundry.
A laundry, like, in the unit, washer, dryer. But that's not the case. The laundry room is very nice. I like that we have the app. You just pay right on your phone.
I have lived in many apartment, 50% of them have had in-unit
Washer and dryer, 50% of them have not. I will not use a public dryer. I can't do it. Or laundry. I can't do it.
Well, what choice do you have? I've been doing it for a long time, so I'm fine with it. As long as the clothes are clean. Let me go over to some text. Moose, you are too nice. I would have tossed those towels on top of the machine in a clump and kept it moving. Usually, as soon as the cycle ends, I give them 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'm putting my stuff in and taking yours out.
I cannot believe they were pissed that you folded their... Yeah. Like, it's just the principle of you touching their things. Like, relax. If you're that worried about people touching your things, then you should...
Come get it!
No, then you should spend the whole hour down there watching it go.
Yeah, then come get it. This is not your own personal washer dryer. Be mindful of other people that need to use it. I mean, you live in a building with 30 other people. Yeah, no, their stuff is fair game, Moose. You didn't even throw it on the floor. You folded it. They're lucky. Tell me about it. And then to leave a note like that. I'm posting this note on my Instagram. Hi, Moose. You can go see it. Tell me if you think this is handwriting from a woman or a male. Did a guy write this?
Because
I like everybody in my building. Everybody gets along.
Do you know everybody in your building?
No. I haven't met everybody because you don't ever see anybody.
Right.
Just people see each other in passing.
He's like, I like everybody. I've never met him because...
No, the people I've met, I really do like.
Yeah.
A majority of us were, you know...
Knowing you, like, I'm shocked you didn't go hit up your landlord for the security footage to find out who it was.
Oh, there's cameras down there.
If I'm being honest. Knowing the way that you operate and how sleuthy you are.
Well, I'm already going to figure it out, and I know how I'm going to do it. They left their laundry basket down there. And I know exactly what that laundry basket looks like. And the next time I see somebody coming down there with that laundry basket, I'm going to know who this person is.
Okay, Nancy Drew, pop all the way off.
Naomi says, people need to grow up. You're in a shared building, not a hotel. If you're scared of someone touching your stuff, set a timer and be responsible. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Okay, does the app also tell you when your laundry's done?
Yes.
Then you have no excuse.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Then you have no excuse.
It's all right there.
And you can stay pissed off, but like, that's a you problem. Sorry.
Yeah. Laundry room etiquette.
Yeah, a lot of people are listening to this. They're like, that's why we own a house.
Yeah, I know.
You bought it in 08.
I know. Relax. I get it. I understand. I mean, listen.
It's the renting struggles for sure.
Yeah, that's what it is. Could things be worse? Sure.
Sure.
I just felt totally, you know.
You could be missing a foot, you know, but
okay.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait,
what?
Starting the 3 today on 98PXY.
The Haunted Hayrides Rochester.com. That's Haunted Hayrides Rochester.com. It's going to be a really fun September, October. And that's, I don't want to say it's creeping up on us.
I'm not thinking about that, so... No, thank you.
Well, you should be thinking about your next side hustle. God knows you are.
Well, let's be honest. Your agent's been texting me for weeks.
What's my agent's name?
She doesn't want me to say it live on the air. She asked me multiple times to not do that. So
got
I'm not going to do it. I can't do it.
Got it. Thanks
legally,
for being discreet.
Legally.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.